Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Six Pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens lose 41-40. It's our six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
My six, I felt it needed to be in here. Hello, Nuke Hopkins. That catch, that touchdown catch was something special. It looked like vintage DeAndre Hopkins. I put it at six because he had two catches the whole game, but that was awesome, and that was back to when we thought they were running away with this football game, but I thought he deserved a shout-out for that.
Yeah, I'd like to have it in here. I couldn't get it in. I put this at six because he picked up where he left off in Buffalo. Mark Andrews,
yeah,
thanks
where was
for
he?
Coming. To tell me you're not going to have Likely, and Kohler's going to be asked to block as much as he did, and that this guy wouldn't show up at all. In an influential way on a day where Lamar is basically perfect throwing the ball. I don't know, man. I was very staunchly in the trade him for what you can get category. It's just the big him in big games. It is what it is. It's not good. And color me surprised because their secondary sucked. Buffalo's secondary sucked. And if you add in what should have been a hold on Bateman and another PI that was questionable, I mean, when they did get stops, it was iffy, and Andrews didn't show up in the box score. Interesting.
Number five.
Fun with cadence. How about the crosser to Zay where their guy isn't even anywhere near the designated blitzer is 10 yards back, and even heard Collinsworth on the broadcast say, I've never seen anybody blitz from that far. Well, yeah, they got completely caught off guard. You know, you mentioned snapping it with 23 seconds, and in that case, it's boneheaded. But clearly, they were playing around with when the ball was being snapped, Lamar clapping, Lamar barking. And that in real time, that pass to Zay looked like a pretty big deal. And again, the overall outcome of this game was god-awful. But there were some pretty big things that happen that I think could portend good stuff on the offensive side. We're doing the offensive six-pack here. And I wanted to get that in because I think it's a trend that we talked a lot about in the offseason, and it's good to see that pay dividends right away.
Yeah, I stayed away for the most part. There is one overwhelming negative that's going to get to later. But like Andrews just missed the cut for me because they scored 40 points and they did so without the benefit. Have you heard this before? Without getting a turnover on defense. So they had to go the full field like
that's
every single time.
Cake.
Yeah. So like I wanted to give kudos for the most part for the offense. My five is the left side of that offensive line. A caller brought this up earlier, but Stanley and Voorhees and even Linderbaum, they were ass kickers for most of the night last night.
They had some massive runs between right guard and right tackle though. Like it, there were some issues occasionally and a little bit of pass pro. I felt like they could run it any way they wanted it. And they two of the huge runs, including one pitch play, were to the right side.
It was such an up and down day from the offensive line because I felt like overall Rosengarten struggled too.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they had stupid some big play, had bad penalties too. Yeah. I mean, they had some issues with the old line that could have hurt them. Hey, late, there was a hot snap that Lamar had to get over his head.
Number four.
Four was Zay Flowers, who was not in that playoff game last year. And until this game went sideways, you're like, wow, what a difference Zay Flowers made in this football game. Zay Flowers, big catch after big catch. He was the only guy that really showed up in the passing game, but it was seven catches for 143 yards and a touchdown. And the touchdown, Ronnie Stanley, what a kick block on that touchdown.
Yeah, we're simpatico. I mean, I'm on Zay Flowers here as well. Zay Flowers underneath, Zay Flowers on crossers, Zay Flowers intermediate was unstoppable. So why didn't we see any of that in the fourth quarter? Why didn't we attempt any of that in the fourth quarter? I thought it was interesting. I've talked about this trend before. When you go heavy and throw to the little guy, they only threw the ball twice with the backup fullback on the field. Both times they threw it to Zay Flowers, and Lamar was two of two. He had a 20-yard crosser, and then the 36-yard screen pass that was all blocked up. Well, yeah, because he got one wee guy on the field, and everybody else was big. How about him touching the ball nine times? Five of them went for first downs. He caught seven of nine targets for 143 yards, but in a preview of what's to come at number one, why the hell wasn't he given a chance in the open field? Every time he had a two-way go, they had no answer for it. Why didn't we try throwing the ball to him 12, 13 yards downfield in the fourth quarter?
I'll go with Ken. And the D-hop play, that was one of the highlights of
Unreal.
But it's obscure because of the game.
Yes.
And Ravens just blowing it. Like, there were a lot of high points for this offense last night, but the defense just letting it slip away. That's the narrative. That's the story.
Six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Big Looper, baby. Who told you he was going to be good for 52 or more? Huh? I pushed it all the way to 55? I know I pushed it to 53.
Yeah, I think you did push it to 55.
Yeah, he would have been. That would have been good from 55.
It would have.
I think I had another couple of yards in it.
Yeah, it should.
Look, that was a tough spot. That's a tough indoctrination by fire. Look, he's not going to make every extra point. There's a lot of guys and experienced kickers in this league who miss kicks. Even the second kick was, I mean, not a gimme. I mean, I was really impressed with that kid. Like, it was. He looked up for it, and yeah, they could have helped him out on the missed extra point.
Three for me is Derrick Henry, and another one that gets like the fumble. I get it, but he was a freak show again last night. It's like is age just a number for him? He had 18 carries for 169 yards and two touchdowns. Like, this guy's disgusting at how, like, what he does on a football field.
Number two.
Two is Lamar Jackson. And we were talking about this in the bullpen. Like, maybe, just maybe, Lamar Jackson obscures a lot of warts without. I'm being a little facetious. Like, obviously he does. Like, the lack of cojones with the coaching staff, the decision making, they get a little conservative because Lamar will just bail them out. How about the play before Derrick Henry's second touchdown run where he should have been sacked?
Unbelievable.
And he somehow gets a 15 yard gain. So instead of a punt, Derrick Henry's got a touchdown.
That was a
next
very
play.
Big play for Wannabet. That was really? A big. That was a big. That was a plus 250. That cashed a plus 250
nice,
parlay.
Nice.
My two is just for them to be that dominant running the ball without their 300-pound fullback is absolutely nuts. And once again, it didn't matter how they did it. 29 carries for 238 and three touchdowns. If you strip out the botched Justice Hill play, right? Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, 24 carries, 259 yards, and three touchdowns. Henry averaged 12 yards per shotgun run. Lamar averaged 12 yards per shotgun run. Like, of those 24 runs, 10 of them went for first down. Of the 24 runs they combined for, 13 of them for 5 yards or more, and 7 of them were for 12 yards or more. When they put the backup fullback on the field, Henry averaged 5.5 yards before contact. That's on 10 carries with that kid on the field. As a team, 3 yards before contact. 10 of their 29 rushes as a team were for a first down. They had a plus 130 rushing differential in the fourth quarter, and they lost the game.
Number one.
Lamar Jackson showed you once again he's the best football player on the planet. So when the game's on the line, believe him. I don't want to hear about cramps. I don't want to hear about we thought our defense could get a stop. I don't want to hear anything. If he's not given multiple opportunities with his arm or his leg to get you the 10 yards you need to put a game away, then shame on you. Shame on your play caller. Shame on your head coach. Absolutely ridiculous to see one team who hasn't won anything with their quarterback either allow him to touch the ball 32 out of the 33 plays they run to beat your ass in the fourth quarter. And we're looking at checkdowns to D-Hop, and we're looking, and if it was Lamar, who I guess Harbs is putting it on Lamar, saying, hey, Lamar could have kept it on the second down play, it went to Zay, then, you know, whatever. But you've got to go for the throat. And you know what? With Lamar, it shouldn't be 3 shots.
It should be four. Yeah, we're very similar. They scored 40 points on their first 8 drives, had over 400 yards on those drives, and then got conservative in the last 3 drives. And you've got the best player on the planet. Put the ball in his hands and win the game. Don't play not to lose. Play to win.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys have a similar top three, but I just continue to marvel with Derrick Henry. 31 years old, and he's pulling away from the entire defense, just running by the Bills secondary like they're stuck in mud. He's 31 years old.
It's insane.
Ridiculous.
By the way, at 4:30, our defensive observations are coming up, and I can give you a hint. I don't think they're going to be as positive. But coming up next, he's back from Greece. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to look into this Ravens secondary, which is loaded with first-round picks. It's loaded with guys making a lot of money. How did they fare? And also the edge rusher group. We were talking about that all off-season long, where it seemed like, oh, there's too many guys in the edge room.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney is still in the street. Should they be giving him a ring? We'll tell you next on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with Tim. First time we've said that in a while, and the floor is yours.
We thought it would be different this go-around for this Ravens defense because they were really, really bad for the first 10 games of last season, particularly pass defense, where they were nearing historically bad through the first 10 games, but they invested in the secondary. You drafted Malachi Starks in the first round. You brought in Jair Alexander. You brought in Chidobe Awuzie. And you thought it would be different. And then in the first game, Josh Allen throws for 394 yards, 259 of which were in the fourth quarter alone. And just looking at the numbers from last night, and these numbers courtesy of NFL Pro, which is from the National Football League. So these are accurate. Nate Wiggins, when targeted, 8 of 9, 91 yards, and a touchdown. And Wiggins, he had a really good training camp. A lot of people thought that he was going to take the next step, and he still could. It's
made a nice play on the two-point conversion.
And, and also got flagged for a PI. It was not a good night for Wiggins. It was a horrific night for Jair Alexander. 3 of 3 passing, 83 yards, and obviously, he missed significant practice time throughout training camp, and it looked like a guy that was out of shape. It looked like a guy that was a step or two too slow.
Don't forget the horrible PI on him.
Yes, and that was on the fourth down play, and that was rough. But those guys, really, really rough, and not in the secondary, of course, but being now, I think, the second highest paid inside linebacker in football. Roquan Smith, 4 of 5, 80 yards passing against him. So all of these high-priced guys, all of these guys that you were really counting on, just getting absolutely shredded. And is it all on the secondary? No, not necessarily, because there was just zero pass rush to speak of yesterday. And Josh Allen on his way to throw for nearly 400 yards. He dropped back 46 times. He was only hit 3 times. And Madubuike had 5 pressures. But outside of him, guys, they didn't get...
I liked Madubuike and Jones until they ran out of steam in the fourth quarter Jones when he threw it 30 some time. Like, I thought the only pressure they were really getting was created by those guys.
Van Noy, a 6.5% pressure rate for him. It just, the edge rush group lacking juice, and you combine that with the fact that the secondary was very off and Alexander got roasted and all of that, but it just begs the question, and we saw Eric DaCosta do this 2 years ago, almost around this time, bring in a Kyle Van Noy. I think this group needs help. And
this stuff always happen in season, though? Why are they always so smart they're stupid? Like, anybody, even an idiot like me, could have told them, you need a Dean Pease type or a Leslie Frazier type in real time, and they get around to doing that in October. Like, they should have fired their secondary coach during last season. No, they should have fired him before the start of last season. Like, what? And that's, again, why I'm now like, hey, you want to run Harbs out, run him out. Because, like, there's too much of this, but, like, why are we talking about Clowney now? There's 6 months between when Andrews couldn't catch a ball in his gut and when they went back to Buffalo, and their answer was developmental pass rusher in the second round and nothing else from within, because we're such geniuses. We got all the answers here. They don't want to spend for pass rush. What's the rest of the league doing?
spending for pass rush. And Mike Green, granted only 14 pass rush attempts, he did not have a pressure last night.
It's going to take time. Like, they want to rely on their scheme, except the guy who perfected it is in Seattle now. Like, they want to rely on draft and develop, except always a nothing burger, two straight appearances in Buffalo. They don't even want him on the field. Like, so why we're going to give Roquan 20, but we got nothing for anybody else. Why'd they let Clowney leave the building the first time?
Too much money.
Yeah.
Went to Carolina.
Really? He broke the bank?
Top dollar.
He broke the bank?
Jason, they haven't paid for a pass rusher since Suggs.
Well, I'm just saying, how does this... And then you keep blowing the money quarter. The fourth quarter is the money quarter. Or if you make it to overtime, it's overtime. And they keep blowing it. And in these games, even when we nitpick the offense has generally scored at least 28 in all these games. And a lot of times, 40 or 38 or more... And we just keep chasing our tail.
And I keep seeing, and it is fair, that the Bills have a very good offensive line. But newsflash, you're going to play those type of teams in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
the NFL.
You need that dude that can wreck games off the edge.
By the way, Jason mentioned always nothing burger. He had one tackle and one quarterback hit.
He had a 6% pressure rate.
That's what he did last night.
And I'm not, Buffalo, I didn't really love the Von Miller thing, and I don't really buy the Bosa thing.
Bosa had a nice strip.
But at some point in time, you're going to have to reallocate your assets because Van Noy ain't getting any younger. And I said it last year, and you know what? He was somehow better. I'm telling you, he's not going to be better this year. He's not going to be better this year. And OA going into a contract year, I don't think that's going to be the greatest thing in the world for him either. And... just tell me what else is there. Like, you're going to watch. I think before you see it, a couple more weeks, you're going to see Trenton Simpson start to become a designated pass rusher. Cause, like, there ain't a whole lot of options here.
By the way, I thought Buchanan was better than Trenton Simpson last
time. I'm not talking about as a linebacker. I'm talking about as a glorified situational rush end.
Well, Buchanan played more snaps than Simpson.
Yeah. Buchanan had a nice stop on a third down on a short pass, kept the guy from the sticks.
He did get bailed out, Ty Johnson dropping that touchdown, though.
But it was a great throw.
it was.
He did not have terrible coverage there. It was a great throw.
Yeah.
But yeah, rough night at the office for the Baltimore Ravens defense. Coming up next, what happened in the rest of the division? Steelers, Browns, Bengals. Browns and Bengals played each other. That was an interesting game. And Aaron Rodgers returns to MetLife with some positive results. It's Northern Exposure next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Why
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Fan.
For the lead, sweeps the leg, 60-yarder! He's got it! Pittsburgh goes in front with 1:03 on the clock.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS, and 60 yards. That thing looked like it was good from 70. Chris Boswell had a great year last year. Looks like he's on his way to another one, as he was awesome yesterday.
Unreal.
Two long field goals. Steelers come back to beat the Jets 34-32. And Aaron Rodgers, four touchdown passes.
Crazy game. I would have told you I thought it was more likely that that game ends 3-2 than 34-32. The Boswell kick was legendary for me and Beltway Ben and some of our friends at Wannabet. That was a big one. Steelers money line, baby.
Yeah. Can't quit them.
That's my satellite. Yeah. That's my moon. And then I got various stars off of it. Aaron Rodgers, one passing touchdown. Aaron Rodgers, two passing touchdowns. My guy, Jalen Warren, over 15 receiving yards. Wild game. I don't know that the Steelers can come away from it feeling great. They and the Bengals are both kind of in the same boat where you're going to take that victory 8 days a week. You're going to bank it. It may end up being invaluable come January and tiebreakers, but there's a lot of cleaning up to do. Steelers defense had issues, man. Steelers defense had major issues tackling, had issues keeping things in front of them. I feel like Aaron Rodgers made some plays. I don't know that I feel like he played great.
When he had time to throw, I thought he was pretty good. I was surprised some of the throws he was able to make.
You know I don't like the guy. Yeah. He played well. He was easily the highlight of that game for the Steelers and DK Metcalf, I think, as well. But they can't run the football, talking about the Steelers.
They can't stop the run.
And their defense, that's the highest paid defense in football, by the way.
I mean, Breece Hall, you know they're going to run the ball to start the game with Fields. And it was like no one understood their run fits. I mean, they were just free lanes.
And it's not even just the running. Justin Fields diced him up. Yep. Justin freaking Fields doing what he wanted.
Bro.
Yeah. Well, averaged almost 10 yards per attempt against that Steelers defense.
Yeah, that's the best I've seen Justin Fields look in a minute.
Yeah, it's an odd game to me because I felt like the Jets defense was being undervalued across the board preseason. And then they almost won that thing despite their defense. If you let the Jets play that kind of ball control on you and Fields hits five, like I said, he hits 5-7, you know, above average throws, you're going to be in every game. I don't think they're going to be in every game if they're played in the 30s.
Jason, let me ask you a question.
How about Tomlin talking about his kicker?
He's an assassin.
I think he called him a serial killer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. So,
Aaron Rodgers saying he was happy to beat everyone associated with the Jets.
Let me ask you a question. It's one of those goofy talk show questions, but I'm going to ask you, Jason.
Would you trade Mike Tomlin for John Harbaugh?
No, we'll get that in a minute.
That is a goofy question.
We'll get that in a minute.
It's up. Paul's up on my Twitter.
Steelers defense yesterday, bad day or bad sign?
Good question.
Yeah, you like that?
I mean,
it looked exactly like that five-game losing streak.
I think bad sign. I think bad sign. Look, we're sitting
and
here
they got
talking,
banged up too.
We're sitting here talking about the Ravens having hangovers from their worst qualities dragging into week one. Now, and the Ravens played a much tougher opponent in a much tougher environment. It sounded like a Steelers home game for most of that game.
Yeah.
And so I can't give Tomlin, I can't cut him slack for that. Like, he's a defensive guy. Terrell Austin's done a good job there for a long time. They brought everybody back. They got Cam Hayward to feel decent enough about his contract to show up. And they couldn't they got, I mean, they were getting embarrassed for a good part of that game. So they got a lot to clean up.
Steelers get the W, though. Now let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, the Battle of Ohio. The Bengals hold on to win 17-16, and Joe Burrow talks about the win.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Anytime you can win like this, you kind of steal one. So we stole one today, and we're going to have to be better.
How would you evaluate your performance?
We'll have to watch the tape. You know, first half, I thought I was pretty lights out. You know, I probably made some good throws in the second half.
But. I do say so myself.
Joe Burrow threw for 113 yards and a touchdown.
He was sacked for time.
Miles Garrett crushed him on a stunt at one point in this game. I think the Bengals had 7 yards of offense in the second half.
Yeah, dude.
And won.
What's he talking about first half? First half, he was like 9 of 11 for like 83 yards.
He was locked in.
What's he talking about?
They
took away Jamar Chase. They couldn't get much pushing the ball downfield. When they did score early, it was everything through the running back. It was the Chase Brown show. I mean,
and then Chase Brown.
Look, they were on the ropes till Flacco was a double agent.
Well, and the kicker. Wow. The kicker
and
missed
the kicker,
an extra point.
Yeah. Look, and Hopkins had been struggling, but Hopkins got to be better than that guy.
Schmidt.
So you've got the pretty rapid fire picks from Flacco, and you've got the kicker meltdown, and they still only win by one.
Dude, they went 3 and out in 5 of their 6 second half drives. 3 and out. They were outgained 327-141.
And there's people crowing about their defense. Bro, they gave up an 11-minute touchdown drive to Flacco. They gave up like another 8-minute touchdown drive. They gave up a 4-minute drill touchdown.
But I will say this. With how abysmal they are at starting seasons off, you just pencil
them in. This
was
a game they usually lose.
Absolutely, it's a game they usually lose. Was it pretty? No, it was as ugly a win as you could really have, but they will take that.
Zach Taylor coaches like a chicken, too.
Yeah. Can we talk for a minute, though? We talk about teams being able to identify talent. Is there a team worse at identifying a kicker than the Cleveland Browns? Like, they moved on from Dustin Hopkins, who actually gave them a couple decent years because they thought he wasn't any good anymore. And this Andre Schmidt, or I don't know where they found him, but he missed an extra point in a 36-yarder. Like, that, they win the football game.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about how pedestrian Burrow was, but he wasn't a double agent, and Flacco was, and the kicker stunk. I don't know what to make of the Browns. Like, you know, we talked to Daryl Ryder last week, and you could tell listening to Jimmy Schwartz's press conference that he thought his D-line was all the way back and that they were going to be menacing, and that was a pretty good showing. I still don't think much of Cincinnati's offensive line, though. So, like, I don't know how to rate that. And certain teams just have people's number.
The Browns playing well.
The Browns, like, even when they lose to Burrow, they're holding him to 23, 24 points. Like, they didn't even get there yesterday, obviously. I just wonder how much of that is Jimmy Schwartz has a little bit of a secret sauce for those guys. And, you know, I think the Ravens can find some joy on that defense. But I also didn't think they were going to go and hold the Bengals to the teens.
Well, I'll say this, too. This Ravens defense better force some turnovers against Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco comes in here and starts chucking the ball over there. By the way,
they got two tight ends
now. Farron's good.
Just don't throw to Judy. Just throw to the two tight ends. Yeah. They can't stop it.
Yeah, Harold Farron had 7 catches, which him and Tyler Warren in Indianapolis.
Well, and Njoku's had some big catches against this guy. Yeah. So, I mean, like, he's still there. He didn't get featured as much. He caught a few.
By the way, rinse and repeat, Trey Henderson had a sack. Sat out the whole kit and caboodle, comes back, gets a $14 million extra, has a sack yesterday.
This Browns game's going to be interesting.
Steven Angle, want to bet already? What's the spread?
I kind of like the over. I do. I don't love it like I love some other stuff already for week two, but I kind of feeling it over.
Yeah, Ravens 12.5 point favorites. Whew.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
That's a lot of points.
By the way, for people who like to look ahead, the Bengals host the Jaguars next weekend. The Steelers host the Seahawks. Seahawks could fall to 0-2 if they lose in Pittsburgh coming west to east. And then, of course, the Browns are here to play the Ravens. So that's your AFC North as far as next week.
Yeah. Seahawks offense didn't look particularly splendid. Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell.
No.
Might be.
He had Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That's all he had.
Yeah, that's all he had. Yeah. Couldn't run.
That's pretty much it. And yeah. I still don't think they have an offensive line, which means they don't really have much of a run game, which means good luck selling that play action. Defense is good. McDonald's got a good defense.
Yeah.
Bend, don't break.
They were able to hang in there with the 49ers. 49ers, Kittle got hurt. The second tight end caught a touchdown late. That was the difference, but it was a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, they turned Purdy over a few times. They were really good in the red zone. They couldn't finish drives themselves. They couldn't really run the ball. McCaffrey got his 130 scrimmage yards like he always gets against them, and that allowed the 49ers to hold on to the ball all day.
Coming up next, we do have to talk about what was a great weekend at Camden Yards. Not so much yesterday, but Friday and Saturday, now, especially Saturday, the 30th anniversary of 21-31. A little Orioles next here on The Fan. Orioles lost yesterday, but let's be frank, we don't care about the 5-2 loss. Friday, they had the walk-off Sam Basayo off of Tanner Scott, and that was awesome. And then
lefty-lefty love.
And then Saturday, Yamamoto's an out away from a no-hitter.
How about that?
I'm in attendance. I've never seen a no-hitter in person. I've been to hundreds of baseball games.
Your tweet jinxed it.
I know. And Jackson Holliday goes yard. I still think the right fielder might have had a play on that ball, but he gave up on it.
What effort that was.
He gave up on it right away. Dude. He thought it was gone. He turned around and hit
the top of the ground crew shed there.
So Jackson Holliday homers, and I'm like, this is the worst of both worlds. I'm not going to get my no-hitter, and the Orioles are going to lose 3-1. But then a funny thing happened on the way to a Dodgers win. The Dodgers couldn't throw strikes.
No.
And that was Blake Treinen and then Tanner Scott. And eventually Emmanuel Rivera hits a walk-off bases-loaded base hit. They come back and win a game that they were getting no hit in. And unreal. I guess, and what's crazy is that's just the appetizer to the main course that was the 30th anniversary of Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's streak.
I thought they did a classy job all the way around. So many dignitaries back. It was cool to have Ken Griffey Jr. there, so it wasn't just O's people. Sad that Davey Johnson passed that day.
Yeah.
Terrible timing there. You know, he's obviously a huge part of Orioles lore as a player and a skipper. But, I mean, what a cool night. I mean, the Dodgers and Dave Roberts being okay with that game being shut down in the fifth inning longer than normal.
Yeah.
To do the whole thing and Ben with the recorder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the biggest Rafi and Bobby Bonilla guys in the world, but having them there to shove, you know, Cal back on the field. Like, I did in real time. I'm like, how far is he going to go? Like, how long are they going to pause this? Like, he's not really going to go all the way around, is he? I mean, even Cal will be the first to tell you he's not moving like he used to.
No.
Speaking
of guys that aren't moving like they used to, as a big fella, I can say Bobby Bonilla's eating well.
Yeah.
He's had a few meals.
He's not getting cheated. Well, no, you know, he's getting paid forever. He's got the ultimate payment plan.
Yes. Been a minute since I've seen him.
But I mean, I thought they did a great job from the pregame stuff through. John Miller in the booth was awesome.
Oh, like, really cool.
You were there.
Yeah, but it was
thoroughly impressive. And then for them to cap it with a signature win like that and to have people like Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson involved in it. And then Rivera, I mean, look, he hit last year. I mean, all he's done up here is hit. Crazy, crazy game, crazy ending. And look, if you're going to lose the third game of, you know, the series to the Dodgers, at least it takes a couple Ohtani bombs to get them off the schneid. Dodgers are in trouble, man. The Dodgers just scuffling.
It was such a roller coaster of emotions with that game.
Yes.
Considering just everyone coming back, like you were saying, and Berman being in the booth saying that was the highlight of his career, doing 21-31, and it was just so cool. And then you're thinking, well, geez, if you're going to get no hit on the 30th anniversary,
it was something.
21-30,
it's a choice.
You're like, wow, dude, this is one of the more embarrassing moments out there. And then
it wasn't like
back,
it was screaming line drive after screaming line drive, and it was like,
no.
Oh, remember that play where it was ground balls and strikeouts.
It was one way traffic. And then, what was it? Like, well over a 99% chance of the Dodgers, the ultimate we.
Yeah.
Well, Ravens were about to say, I'm trying to think of the beer, like a Buffalo beer. Yeah. Genesee. Hold our Jenny Cream Ale.
Oh, dude. Genesee? That is a bad beer.
That's a bad beer.
That takes me back to college.
Me
that
too.
Total
Syracuse,
dude,
it was like $10
for
they
a
would 30. Pay you to take it out of.
Genesee
somebody
Cream
get these
Ale.
Full kegs of Jenny out of the back of this.
But as someone, did either of you guys cover that
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
21, I was watching it from the Syracuse Post-Standard newsroom.
I was there both nights.
I
was close to a month before being born. So obviously I did
not.
You can't talk about it.
Yeah, you should just stop talking right now by your own principle.
You got the president there and just that was like the biggest.
DiMaggio
event.
Was there.
Yeah, DiMaggio.
How young he looked. That blew me away when they showed when they showed DiMaggio on the field talking.
Because
he kind of really got bad at the end. Like they'd prop him out there sometimes at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Now he looked good.
He was with it, man.
Like, that would have been so cool to experience, is what I'm saying. Because, like, Baltimore, Camden Yards,
you know what I don't
want to
know?
I
don't want to know how old DiMaggio was when he was there, because that's going to make me feel really old.
Yeah.
Because I bet it's not that far off from where I am.
Yeah, just find out what year Joe DiMaggio was born. I can tell you.
I'm thinking it's not that far removed from where I am now.
All right. Let me do
so find out what year he was born.
Carry the one. So what was it?
It was 95.
I was watching that clip thinking, oh, that scared me.
81.
He was 81 when he did that?
He was born in 1914.
14 and 95, yeah.
He looked great for 81.
Yeah, that's a good looking man. Let me say this. So I was at both.
Legend has it.
Yes. Legend does have it.
He was gifted.
Yes, he was. Very much so. being there Saturday night, and somebody who... You know, I was there for both 2030 and 2131. I misspoke. And that was awesome. This has been such a horse bleep season for the Baltimore Orioles that had legitimate expectations by some, myself included. And the vibe in the stadium Saturday, first of all, the vibe for the pregame was great, and haven't, and Jason mentioned Ken Griffey. I don't know why he was there, but it's cool he was there.
It's cool he was there.
Eddie Murray being back, and remember, he hit his 500th home run the year after to the day, so that was cool. Recreating the whole thing, having Al Bunbury at first base, just like he was too. But then in the ninth inning, first of all, every fan that loves baseball is rooting for the no-hitter once you get to the ninth inning. And so you all become one with Yamamoto. And you know where my brother's seats are, the Wyman Industry seats. When Dave Roberts pulled Yamamoto, who's only in the game because he still has a no-hitter, once he gives him the home run, he pulls him. You could see the frustration. And he screamed in obscenity and threw something into the dugout because I'm looking right in. I don't think they had any thought in their minds that they were losing that baseball
game.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, my opinion, if Gunnar Henderson doesn't get hit by a pitch, I think he's striking out and the game's over, but he got hit on the foot.
Yeah.
And then Blake Treinen couldn't throw a strike after that, to the point that they had to bring Tanner Scott back in, who gave up the homer to Basayo the night before. Oh, by the way, Basayo gets hit in the hand on a bunt attempt. They say he's going to be okay. That's good
him
news.
Throwing a second
base. Yeah, that did not look good. But then the crowd, it felt like a playoff atmosphere in the ninth inning when runner after runner gets on. And when Rivera gets the base hit, the place just exploded. It was like Oriole, the fan base was looking for something, some bit of joy this season. And it just got released Saturday night, which was pretty cool.
No, I mean, it was
awesome.
Epic night. And hats off to them for everything with the presentation. Big crowd, obviously, and a season with not too many memorable wins. That's one that nobody's going to forget. And it's weird. The baseball gods sometimes are with you, right? The Mo Gabba's, and then the anniversary of the Mo Gabba game, and this. Cal's big night. By the way,
it's my brother's anniversary, too, September 6th. Yeah.
Does this replace the Keegan Aiken game?
I tweeted that. This will be on rain delays for years to come. Now you gotta weed through seven innings of muck to get to the last couple innings.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
You
think Keegan Aiken a buck?
Multiple times this year, they aired the first Cal Billy game, which they lost to the Twins. This is going to be a Oriole classic for years to come. There is no doubt in my mind about that one. Hey, coming up next, was on its way to being a classic last night. Ravens had a 15-point lead with 4 minutes to go and blew it. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was just at John Harbaugh's Monday presser. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.